I like, I don't like judgment. We live in a world of opinions. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I like, I don't like judgment. These are opinions, and they're always changing. Every one of us has opinions about everything. We have opinions about ourselves. We have opinions about our pets. We have opinions about our family, our children, our spouses. We have opinions about our parents, our brothers and sisters. We have opinions about our employees that we work with. We have opinions about our employer. Oh boy, do we have opinions about that person. We have opinions about all sorts of things in life, and we are probably unaware that what we are doing with every opinion is making a judgment. We're always making judgment. And these judgments are constantly changing. One minute they're one direction, another minute they're another direction, but they're constantly changing. And because they're constantly changing, we cannot depend on them. We have a judgment one moment that we see that the grass is not cut. And then we look at it the next moment, we say, it's cut good enough for today. Or we say that our gardener is going to come and mow our lawn and prepare our lawn, and we want it just perfect. Now we're paying this gardener to come in and do the work. We're paying him to be a professional. We're paying him to be a professional with us and to do everything just perfect. And as we ask him to do everything just perfect, we pay him accordingly. And we expect the work to be done. We expect the work to be done, and we don't say I like or I don't like. We don't make a judgment about it. We don't make an opinion about it. We sometimes think that we do, but we really don't. And what we want to do is to always recognize that we are making a decision as to what it is that we want in our life. Now, do you want perfection in your life in every way, shape, and form? Do you want perfection in your life in everything that you do? Do you want perfection in every person that you meet, in every statement that you make, in every condition that you have in your world? Do you want perfection? Well, if you do, then you have to stop using adjectives and adverbs and the like. These prepositions only take us into problem areas. They only take us into areas where we are making observations or opinions. They're only taking us into an always changing judgment about our world. The sun is shining. The sun is brightly shining. The sun is cloudy. It's overcast. All of these adjectives, adverbs, and all of these prepositions that we say about the sun are not really revealing the sun. The sun is. That's the truth. That's the reality. No judgment about it. The sun is. And it is shining. And it is cloudy or it is overcast. You see, any of those things are not the reality. They're not who we really are. They're not what really is going on. Because what's really going on is that all is in divine order. All is in balance. All is in harmony. All is in peace. There's no judgment allowed. Truly, there's no opinion allowed. We always are changing, it's true, but we don't make an opinion. The moment we make an opinion, then we have to live up to that opinion. The moment we make an affirmation, an adjective or an adverb about any subject at all, I don't like you because, or you stink, you are a terrible person, or you are a great person, you are a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious person, you are so fantastic, you are so marvelous, you are so, utterly a great. Well, you see, these are all judgments. And those are judgments that are constantly changing. To say that I exist is a fact. To say that I am me is a fact. To say that the world is here is a fact. To say the world is beautiful, well, now that becomes an adjective or an adverb, or it becomes a judgment. It becomes an opinion that we have that the world is or is not whatever we think it is supposed to be. When we live our life based upon opinions, based upon judgments, based upon adjectives and adverbs, we find ourselves at wits' ends very often. We find ourselves unable to really be definite and positive people. The sun is shining. Okay, that's a fact. The sun is always shining. Well, we can more or less say that because we cannot even contemplate the span of life that the sun planet has in the sky. And so it's a star, and it's a shining star, and it's there for billions and billions and billions of years, and it's there, and it's going to be there. Now, so we don't talk about time. We don't talk about it's a new sun or an old sun or it's a big sun or a little sun. It is the sun. It is our star. And it is who we are. Now, if we talk about a person, we say they are nice or they are not nice. And why not always have that person be a nice person? Always have that person be the kind of person that you enjoy being with. I like her smile. Or when she smiles, she captivates us. These are opinions. And we are trained ourselves all of our life to live and think and work and express in opinions. And if we can let go of expressing in opinions, expressing in a judgment, and just express in the actual absolute expression, it is, then we come into something very wonderful. But it's hard to do that. It's hard to do that because we have always, all of our life, talked in the relative. We have always, all of our life, talked in adjectives and adverbs. We've always, all of our life, made judgments about things, had opinions about things. And these opinions were not necessarily real or true or actual. They were an incidental expression of something that we had a feeling about. And we were tying it to our emotions, tying it to our inner self, tying it to all sorts of things. Now, can we think judgmentlessness? Can we think without judgment? Can we think without an opinion? Can we think without the feeling of always changing? What is the unchangeable truth? What is reality? What is absolute? Well, that seems to me like that would be a very wonderful thing for any of us to spend a lot of time on training ourselves in being aware of reality, aware of that which is. Can you be aware that the sun shines? Can you be aware that all is? Can you be aware that things are? Can you be aware? And can you accept that awareness without feeling that it's not speaking totally to what you're talking about? Do you have to give adjectives and adverbs to express what you're saying? Do you have to have judgments? Do you have to have opinions? Do you have to have something defining this ever-changing aspect of ourselves? This is why we say so powerfully and so meaningfully, I live in the now. I live in this instant. I live right this moment. I do not live a moment before, a moment after. I do not live anticipating moments or not. I live the moment. And if I live the moment, there is no brightness or dimness. There is no happiness or sadness. There is no judgment of any kind. Because as I live the moment, I live the awareness of the moment, that this moment is the only moment that there is. And I don't say it's the only moment there is, because the minute I do that, then I'm saying there are other moments to be only with. But I say, this is the moment. I think happy thoughts. I think happy attitudes. I think happiness all the time. I think happiness. You see, when I am not judgmental, to be judgmental, I say, yes, sometimes I'm happy and sometimes I'm not happy. Sometimes I think good thoughts and sometimes I don't. You see, the very aspect of trying to make it into a comparison, a judgmental phrase, destroys who we really are. Today, let's begin to put into motion who we really are. Let's say, I like me. I am happy. I live now. And as we say, I live now, I'm happy, I like me, as we say those things, there is no other time than right this moment. And because there's no other time than right this moment, it's the only moment that counts. It's the only moment that makes any difference. It's the only moment that is. And that's who we are. And that's how wonderful we are. Today, I say, I like me. Today, I leave all adjectives, adverbs, all judgment, all opinions aside. And though I am aware of an ever-changing world that I live in, the moment by moment that I live in that world is what I live. There is no otherness, even though I think there is. But when I can train myself to concentrate on one point at a time, when I can concentrate myself on the now, right now, and let that be my allness, let that be who I am, let that be my star, my sun, let that be me. When I do that, then I have made the greatest step, the greatest stride that I could ever make in being aware of my divinity, of being aware of who I am and what I am, and being it now. That's the truth about me, and that's really all that matters. When I know that, when I live that, when I am that, I feel the happiest being that I could ever be. And the happiest is an adjective, isn't it? The happiest is an adverbial statement, and we don't need to say it. I am happy. I am joyful. I am peaceful. And without any adjectives or adverbs to make it more understandable. I just speak the word, live the word. I am the word. And as I speak and live and am the word, that's all that matters. That's the only thing that matters. And I am the happiest person you can have. No judgment, no opinion, no adjective, no adverb. Just me, being me. Join me. It's a lot of fun. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.